no, 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 no. Que me llama historia, so they not for pretend say they know me. I'm the only person who knows me, and I'm just low key grinding. I'm searching for a better life, alhamdulillah. Doing the best to block my shine. They won't win even if they try. I feel I'm a dope, I want to come anymore. I'm not even scared to die. I've always put my life on the line. Nyenku, I'm a vase fixed up on the price. I'm searching for a better life, alhamdulillah. Doing the best to block my shine. They won't win even if they try. Nagbe Katanya Vosasa. Playing the side like Musala. I'm joyful, no avifafa. No weapon of Satan. Ajeji. Ajay Nagbeji. Vivi team a cramily. I know I still be shining. Nagbe Katanya Vosasa. Playing the side like Musala. I'm joyful.
Hey, welcome to Everyday People. My name is Kweli. And today, I want to share with you a story about this guy that I became friends with for a little bit before tragedy struck. Even though I knew him for just a brief period of time, he had a good spirit. You know, those kind of people that just, they are always happy, they are always smiling, you know. It's like those big giants who, under normal circumstances, you think they are going to be rough, they are going to be tough, but they're just like really soft and emotional and always trying to make people happy. So here goes my story. 2 years ago, I had just closed from the shop. I sell akpateshi. I have this bar where I sell akpateshi mostly, you know. And I was already in a foul mood for no reason at all. And as I walked by the police station in our area, I heard somebody shout a name in my direction. I'm actually forgetting the name he used, but I didn't like it. I paused, turned to the direction of the name, and saw this tall, thick dude, right? I realized I didn't know him, so I kept walking. He shouted a name in my direction again and started walking towards me. Since I was already pissed, I kept walking away from him. That's when I heard him scoff and say something along the lines of, "Ah, they are calling you and you are seeing your body. Who are you, safe?" I kept walking even though I was boiling inside, right? I got home and realized that I had forgotten something at the shop that I was supposed to bring home, and I had to go back to the shop. Look, by now my anger was at like 11 over 10. I was really, really pissed off. Just as I got to the police station again, I saw him with some other guys and he started talking to me. He sounded apologetic. Looking back, he sounded apologetic, right? But at that moment, I was already pissed off. I was annoyed. I was angry. I was irritated. So I didn't even bother to listen to him, right? I just got in the face, pointed a finger at him and told him to never ever play with me like that again or I'll fuck him up. That's what I told him. And I was surprised because this guy was like 6'4", like big dude. And I was just like, I think my head was like at his chest level. And I was the one issuing the threats, you know. So after issuing my warning, I walked off in anger. Now, he was working with two other guys who knew me to be a very peaceful person, calm person who doesn't really like the hoo-hoo-hoo stuff, right? So they were shocked by my outburst. They were really, really shocked, right? So the next day, they brought him to me. They came together to see me at the shop. And he apologized, right? He explained to me that he actually mistook me for another guy that he used to work with and was very familiar with. So he thinking I was that guy, he started calling out a name that is between the two of them, you know, and whatever, because I didn't reply or I didn't react to the name. He felt the guy was just trying to make him look like a fool. So he also got angry, right? I also apologized for my actions and told him I was already pissed off before we met. So he should forgive me. We became friends, you know. He was a hunter. And sometimes when he comes to drink, he will bring me grilled bush meat and all that. I hadn't seen him in a while. And the last time I saw him, he promised to bring me some bushmeat, so I started preparing pepper soup at my shop, right? I saw his brother one day, and I was like, yo, what's up? How's your brother? He said, Macho. He said, Macho is gone. Oh, Macho has joined the ancestors. I was cold. I was shocked. I just didn't know what to do or say at that time. It was crazy. It was crazy. I just felt this coldness wash over me. And because you look at this dude, 6'4", probably like, I'm sure it was around 200 kg or thereabout, just gone like that. And I asked what happened. And I was told he woke up one morning, complained of weakness in one shoulder. And within a week, he was dead. And all I could say is, may his soul rest in peace. And it dawned on me that little moment we had at the police station could have remained like that if we both didn't understand each other as grown men to actually apologize. Imagine me lashing out at him and then finding out later that he's dead. And I still carry that anger in my heart towards him that he disrespected me. Imagine how it felt. You know, I'm just glad that we made peace and we behaved like grown men, or like, you know, we didn't do any childish stuff. And yeah, so much of wherever you are, Charlie, rest in peace. You know, maybe one day we go meet again for some side where you go give me bush meat again. I go pour you one thought. Where you go tell me about all the things that happened for the bush inside. But until then, Charlie, peace and love. Peace and love.
Just be focused. Biawo dokwe be, is that one too even important? Don't forget where you're coming from. All you sacrificed along. Make an anechi amen. Make an anechi amen. Echi amen. Nagwe katanye vosasa. Playing the side like Musala. I'm joyful, no avifafa. No weapon of satana. Ajeji. Ajeji nagweji. VVT me cramile. I know I still be shining. Nagbe katanye vosasa. Playing the side like Musala. I'm joyful, no avifafa. No weapon of satana. Ajeji. Ajeji nagweji. VVT me cramile. I know I still be shining.